This is the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, bringing you the info you need to make your next move a great one.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Chester County Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Dominski, and this is the show that gives you the information that you need to make your next move a great one. I'm sitting down with Michael Childs of BFH Pro.
He got it right.
BFH Pro. I keep wanting to say BFG because that was the book, The Big Friendly Giant.
But yeah, nope.
Yours is a little bit different.
I shrunk.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, so this week I want to talk a little bit about an issue that I keep seeing, I've seen pop up a couple times. You see this on home inspections. Mm-hmm. You see this in people's houses. But, you know, I feel like, in general, the enemy of a house, of any structure, is humidity, moisture, water in general. Water in the air we call moisture, right? Mm-hmm. So I've noticed that over the years, there's been different ways of, well, first of all, there's different sources of moisture in a house. Obviously, you know, if a house was just a structure with a roof on it, you'd just have to worry about the roof. But the problem is we keep pumping water into the house.
Yep.
and if that's not being controlled properly, it can cause a lot of damage. Yes. I mean, not the most damage. Fire's not a good thing for a house either. Mm-hmm. But you know, I as far as like day to day damage that people that you'll see most commonly among homes, water seems to be, or water unchecked seems to be an issue that we see a lot, right?
Yeah, and it comes in a lot of forms. You have water coming in from the envelope outside. You got rainwater coming through roofs, windows, walls, etc.
Yeah.
You can have water come up through foundations into basements. You can have humidity issues from, I mean, just being inside, breathing. You're putting out moisture. You have water leaks from mechanicals in your house, water pipes. You have drainage. Mm-hmm. That goes out. You even have water that's put into, if you have forced air systems, you have humidifiers and dehumidifier systems built right into your HVAC system that if they're not maintained properly can over or under moisturize a house.
Yeah, and when we were talking about this, you kind of mentioned that if you're looking at moisture in a house, it helps to, in general, at first, maybe separated into two different groups, above ground and below ground, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you have to identify where the moisture is coming from.
Yeah. Now, below ground, basements, that's a whole thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about the above ground mitigation that a homeowner should be aware of. I mean, from my experience, the bathroom is one of the main sources of moisture. Sometimes it can get out of control and, you know, you can have mold problems. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, there's ways to mitigate that. One thing that I've seen pop up a lot on home inspections, so when you're buying a house or even when you're selling a house, if you're doing a pre-listing home inspection, is this idea of the bathroom vent. Mm-hmm. So I've heard different things about it. There's different ways of putting vents in. There's different vents that are in there. I'm pretty sure it's required to have a vent of some sort in a bathroom.
It's required to have – in all new construction, you're required to have a venting system or a window.
Okay. So a window does count for a vent in the bathroom.
It's a poor source of venting, but it is acceptable in a lot of areas.
Now, why would a window be poor? Like what does a window not do as far as venting the moisture out?
Well, it's a little – not so much for what it doesn't do, but there's a – when you're talking about ventilating in a bathroom, there are two main sources of water in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. You have your plumbing systems, which are, you know, water in, water out. Mm-hmm. So if they leak, that's their own issue. But I think what we're talking about here is moisture in the air. Mm-hmm. As that moisture goes into the air – it's hot. It's a warm, moist source. It's going to find a cool surface. It's going to hit that surface. It's going to condense back into a liquid, and it's going to run down.
Okay.
You want to get that moisture out of the home as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Windows, if you're going to open the window and let it air out after each shower or bath, great. But let's face it, it's, you know, you get home late, it's the middle of winter, it's 14 degrees outside, you just got out of your nice hot shower. What do you want to do? I want to open that window to the 20 degree air and let it let all the heat escape, right. All that hot water. No one does that.
Right.
So what you get is it hits those nice cold walls or that nice cold window glass and runs down and then turns into that beautiful mold that we all get to love and see and spray with bleach every to kill.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you have the window. Outside of that are the bathroom vents, which we're for the most part familiar with. Until, well, I would say for the most part we all know what it is, but we don't really pay attention to them until they break, or until it comes up on an inspection report that it's not good enough. So, most vents seem to vent through the ceiling, right?
They'll usually vent through the ceiling or a wall.
Okay.
Most of the newer ones are ceiling mount just because they're easier to access. They're easier to install.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then, all right, so the issue that I've seen pop up is the vent is going through the ceiling, mm-hmm. but it's just going into the attic. Mm-hmm. And now we have some sort of hose or what do you call the...
Ducting.
The ducting. Yeah, you have the duct coming out, but it's not. It's just going into the attic. Is that better than nothing? Is it worse than nothing?
Depends. It's getting it out of the bathroom, so that is a good thing.
Yeah.
But it really is it's solving one problem, but it's just moving it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. The attic is a cold space or hot space. Okay. In the summer, not as much of an issue because that'll vent. It should, if your attic is properly vented, should vent out. Mm-hmm. In the winter months, however, you're sending that up into a cold space. That water is now going to go out, land, and collect on everything. So you've now just added a lot of moisture into an area with a lot of permeable surfaces, and it'll sit there until it molds.
Okay. So it's more so the temperature that makes a difference, because that's what I was thinking. Like, well, the attic has vents. As long as it's been built in this century for the most part, I guess I'd be surprised. But, you know, like a modern attic would have – you would have soffit vents, you would have the ridge vent, and then maybe some gable vents, right? That should create enough airflow to make it – to not cause moisture to build up and create mold and stuff. Yet I'm told that it's not.
No.
And it's mostly because in the winter, everything's all cold up there. So the water, the moisture's condensing on whatever's in the attic.
It's more than just that. I mean, you're putting it into an area. Mold likes dark areas mm-hmm. with moisture and food sources. Mm. So what do you have in an attic? You've got a lot of organic material, cellulose insulation. You've got mm-hmm. wood rafters. You've got the paper on the backs of the drywall. I mean, all of which is good food source. Mm. You've just pumped a lot of warm water in there. And then you have an area that is void of all light, because mm-hmm. so you've basically created a mushroom farm in an area that is directly above your living area.
Mm-hmm.
So
first of all, this might be another conversation, but should homeowners be actively like? Should I be concerned about how much airflow there is in my attic as there is right now,
yes.
aside from the bathroom fan?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that look like? What should I be looking for? How do you fix that?
The big thing I see in attics, and I see this a lot, people want to make attics into living spaces. They okay. want their attic to be insulated and a good, comfortable temperature.
Okay.
What you want in an attic is airflow. Mm-hmm. Your attic should never be viewed as a inside space. This is it serves a purpose. It's to keep roof water coming down out of your structure, and two, it's to vent out any moisture that's in that space. Mm-hmm. That prolongs the life of your roof, prolongs the life of your framing. It's very important. And what I see a lot of times is venting that is blocked off in order to, you know, prevent air from getting in there. Or I see a lot of people who try to make their attic, you know, cooler in the summer months, mm-hmm. and warmer in the winter months, and that's exactly the opposite. You want your attic to have that flow of air, and that those differences in temperature are your friend on that.
Should an attic be the same temperature as outside?
Should be a little warmer.
Okay.
In most cases, and this is really going to depend on the type of venting system that you have.
Okay.
There are several types. Initially, people used to close these things off, and there's all kinds of problems. You used to have problems with roof rot. The sheathing would rot out. The shingles would fail. Framing members would rot. So they started realizing that they needed ventilation. Mm-hmm. So they next came like the gable vents. Mm-hmm. They worked okay. They got some air in, fixed some of the problems. And then people started realizing, wow, we need more airflow. Mm-hmm. So they used to put those vents up on the top, the power vents.
Yeah, you were saying almost like the spinny thing.
Yeah, so yeah, the old barns had the spinning one. So yeah, the wind would catch it, spin it, pull the air up.
I was kind of wondering what that was.
Yeah, that's what they're there for. It's to pull that air up. And then later on, you had the electric fan ones.
Okay.
And then,
like, that's what I want to say. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I live in a bi-level, built in early 80s or so. And basically, I have the gable vents, mm-hmm. and in front of one of them is a humidity control. I think it's humidity. I don't think it's temperature. It's
probably temperature.
Temperature-controlled fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kicks on at some points and kicks off. And is that – so that's mostly to – create more airflow in the attic, not necessarily to control the temperature of the attic.
That actually may be for temperature control. Mm-hmm. So up until recently, the temperature was kind of what most people were worried about in attics. They didn't want that attic to get too hot. So they'd have that fan that would kick on. It would pull the air in from those gables, okay. and exhaust it out through the edge. Now what most roofs are being put up with in any good roof, and if we're putting up your roof, it will have it, are ridge vents.
Okay.
And with that, we always remove those mechanical vents. We remove those gable vents because what we want is we want your attic to get hot. We want it to pull that air in through the soffits, mm-hmm. up the roof and out through that ridge cap.
Okay.
That is the best way to keep your roof in good shape because it's as long as that space, that attic space, is hotter than the outside temperature,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have that convection and it's going to come in, take that moist, dirty air and exhaust it out of your home.
So this isn't a mechanical thing. This is just but a literal vent, like a hole in the top of your roof that's mm-hmm. just creating that circulation
yep.
there.
So. Yep. Oh. Yeah. On the bottom, you'll see, if you look up at the eave, you'll see pieces with little holes in them.
Uh-huh.
The air literally will come up there because that air will be slightly cooler. It'll go in there, go through there, enter your attic space. Up at the peak of the attic, there'll be a cap with a mm-hmm. Material, like a mesh material, that mm-hmm. the ridge capping will go over. And as that air hits that gap, it'll exit there just because hot air rises. Mm-hmm. So it comes in cooler, hits that hot air, hits that hot attic, heats, goes up, out. As it's going out, it's pulling more air in underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movement that requires no additional mechanics. There's mm-hmm. nothing that can break on it.
Right. It's just a design.
As long as hot air keeps rising, it'll keep working.
Okay. So let's bring this back to the bathroom vents. So mm-hmm. now we're pumping moisture into the attic actively through
Never
a ceiling
want to
vent.
Do. Quickly attach it to a hose and send it outside, either out through a roof with a proper hood vent
mm-hmm.
or out through the soffit.
So I have heard things to say that by venting out the soffits is not a good idea.
We don't recommend it.
There was an episode – I mean, I'm thinking of like an episode of This Old House. I have no idea when this was made because you watch these reruns and you have, you have, this could be 20 years old. But it basically showed coming out the soffit, and then he was saying the moisture comes back in through the vents back into the house. Has that been your experience with those?
It can be. Mm-hmm. So if that system is working properly, it's still better than venting into the attic.
Okay.
If you have a choice, any outside is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the option, going up through the roof is always the better option because it's getting it the furthest away from the attic.
Like another entry point back into the attic.
Yeah, because as we said before, the air is being pulled in from down there, going up in the attic and exhausting out. Now, if you're exhausting out there, most of it's going to stay out there.
Mm-hmm.
You will get some that will naturally vent back in just because of that current.
Yeah, and because I've heard the argument also is like, well, what do you think happens when it rains? Like, there's obviously moisture that's going to come in through the attic at some point, whether it's through that or not. But I guess it's the idea is over time, with the increased amount,
there are no perfect systems.
Yeah,
you will always have if you go up into an attic when there's 100% humidity outside, it's going to be humid in the attic.
Yeah.
If you go in, if you're up there during a rainstorm, you will notice humidity in the attic. But what it is, it's not so much the fact that the moisture gets in there. It's the fact that it dries itself out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When that rain stops, as soon as we get that sun hitting it, that attic bakes out, it evaporates it out, and it sends it out.
Gotcha. Okay.
And more importantly, it's exhausting out those mold spores that are growing. You're always going to get mold. In any space, you're going to get mold. It's, but what you don't want are those spores to stay. You want them to exhaust out.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, have you seen the soffit vents that kind of are built to push the air out past the roof line? Does that make sense?
What do you mean?
So you know how like the soffit vents mostly push the air directly down out of the soffit? This kind of kicks it out to the side. A little bit.
Well, the air is coming in from the bottom and out through the top. It's never
well. The soffit vent. So if it's
you mean for like for the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that how the tubes will go out the soffit, but then it's kind of collecting underneath the soffit. I've seen a couple of them where they kind of get kicked out a little bit to the edge of the roof.
I've seen some people get creative with that.
Yeah.
If you're going out the soffit, you're going to have the same problem unless you're willing to like really push it out past. In which case, you're going to start getting into other issues such as, you're now going to be dealing with things like you're now creating a habitat for squirrels and so on. So that's going to start to become an issue. Also, in the event of a snow slide off, that's now a point of damage.
Right. That makes sense.
I never like extending stuff out too much past the gutters because, you have that ice sheet on the top of your roof when that it's designed to come off and just miss your gutter.
Yeah.
So if there's something else out there, it's once they start moving, they don't stop.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cool. Well, is there anything else that we should know when it comes to this kind of thing? Because honestly, it's not something that people really think about that often, health of their attic.
I'll answer that in two ways. One, we'll start back in that bathroom area. One of the things we like to see within bathrooms is I'm a big proponent of either timered vent fans.
Okay.
Or motion activated with an offset turn off. The main reason is you go in there, you take your shower, you leave.
Right.
Most people don't leave that fan run. They finish, they turn off that fan, and now you've just left it in its most moist spot, which is right after that shower. It's no longer venting out.
Gotcha.
You really want to vent for another, 10, 15 minutes after you're done until all that moisture has now been expelled.
Is that something you can add on after? Do you have to get a special bathroom fan that does that, or is that something you can add on later?
Easily added on. You can buy motion-activated switches at any hardware store. It's a fairly easy DIY if you have some electrical background. If you're even the least bit unfamiliar with electric, hire a professional, bring us in, we can put them in quickly.
Yeah.
They're usually between the cost of the switch and the install, you're usually going to be fairly reasonable. I'd say $100 to $200
yeah.
in that range.
And the main benefit there is that usually, so you don't turn it off right when you leave. It's mm-hmm. going to stay on for a little bit longer, but not have to be on all day afterwards.
Yeah, you can see there's ones with switches. You can hit, you know, 10, yeah. 15, 20, 30 minutes. So when you're done, you hit the switch and it'll run for 30 minutes. Or even easier, have it set up so you walk in, it turns the fan on. When you walk out, it'll run mm-hmm. for a few minutes afterwards. Great for both showers and, I mean, the inevitable after you've you've used the facilities. So yeah. That all needs to be vented out also.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As far as the attic goes, mm-hmm. what you're going to be looking for are any discolorings. Mm. If you don't feel comfortable getting up into an attic or it hasn't have good access, reach out to a good qualified contractor. Have them just poke their head up there mm-hmm. or send a camera up there just to look. It's worth doing. But you're looking for anything that's discoloring. Think areas where it's darkened, areas where you see streaking, mm-hmm. Anything that looks like a mushroom shape is a sign that something is growing.
Yeah.
But yeah, just this discoloring is the big one.
Yeah.
And nothing. You can usually tell if there's mold up there just by that sniff test. Mm-hmm. You'll get that musty smell. If you have that musty smell, it means there's a problem and you should probably have it addressed.
Okay, great. All right, well, thanks a lot. What's the best way people can get a hold of you?
Well, it's great ways to get in touch with us. You reach out right there to that REMAX, the REMAX office, and you say you ask for us, and we are their in-house vendor. Or you can reach out to us directly at bfhpro.com.
Awesome. All right, Michael. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Chester County Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by REMAX Ace Realty, serving buyers and sellers in the Chester County area. Subscribe for new episodes at acerealtypa.com/podcast. And you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and wherever podcasts are found.